Chapter 8. Sawney Wrath had not slept well. He was awake long before dawn, wincing and rubbing at his stomach, taking a beaker of boiling water from the cauldron that bubbled over the glowing embers of his fire. The Juskarat chieftain sat down outside. Stars still studded the aquamarine sky, and the camp lay still and silent. Sipping at the steaming water, which seemed to relieve his aching gut slightly, Sawney mulled over the past 15 seasons. In many ways, Tag was a puzzle to him. Maybe it was because Redwall Abbey had spawned his adopted son. Perhaps things might have been different if he had taken a wife from his own clan and fathered the future Tagarong. However, the omens were not to be denied. So he had done his best with the otter babe from the Ford Bank, the one whose father he had ordered to be slain. While Tag was small, Sawney had been enormously fond of him. The little otter showed all the physical signs of a Tagarong, swift as lightning and frighteningly strong. He was obedient too, not only to Juska laws and customs, but always to Sawney's wishes. Then he began to grow and think for himself. At first, Sawney admired Tag's independence. However, gradually it began to cause a rift between them as the otter grew up. The seasons had been good and relatively peaceful, with hardly any killing raids or tribal strife. Then Sawney began noticing things he did not like in Tag's nature. With a natural talent for weaponry, the knife in particular, the young otter could outfight, outrun, or outthink any clan beast, but in the few quarrels and fights he had, he was always merciful at the end. Despite Sawney's urging, he would merely defeat his opponent and release him without punishing him further. Sawney often took him to task about this. Why had he not slain his adversary, or at least crippled him? It was not the way of a Juska, particularly a Tagarong, to show leniency to any beast he had conquered. Tag would smile oddly at Sawney and shrug, saying that there was no need for such actions once the challenger was beaten. The Juska chieftain wanted to see his adopted son become a complete Tagarong, with the same truly barbaric nature he had seen in his own father. What if the clan had to go into battle, or on a killing raid? Sawney had never seen Tag take a life. Would the young otter prove himself to be a true Tagarong when the moment came? Sawney still felt very close to Tag, but he felt it was high time his adopted son learned the lesson that would gain him respect through fear. Tag had to prove himself by slaying some beast.